We're dealing with Daniel 8, verse 14, a verse that's been difficult to interpret and has many different interpretations. And he said to me, for 2,300 evenings, mornings. I believe those evening mornings are days, and a day prophetically generally turns into a year. So this is a long span of time, 2,300 years. Now, how can we prove that this is not days, which would be about 7 years? How can we prove that? Well, it's really quite simple. The vision was given to Daniel in the last years of Babylon as a kingdom. It talks about Medo-Persia. Medo-Persia lasted over 200 years. It talks about Greece. Greece lasted another couple hundred years. And then it talks about Rome and the aspect of Rome during the Dark Ages. These are long periods of time. If you just took Persia and Greece alone, you would have to have over 400 years. You could not have a mere 2,300 literal days. So these represent years. But now we have the problem. Then will the sanctuary be cleansed? The problem with interpreting it that way, as the King James Bible does, is the word sanctuary is not in here. Literally in Hebrew, it's the holy. The word is kodesh, which is can be person, can be place, can be thing. In other words, a holy place, like the sanctuary. A holy thing, the utensils, or a concept, or truth. Or holy people. Kodesh is quite broad. And so it's interesting that the question was, how long will three things be trampled? The holy place, Christ's sanctuary in heaven, holy truth, and holy people. How long will the holy, that is God's plan for this planet, what he's trying to do, how long will the holy be trampled? And so it says, the holy, there will be 2,300 years before the holy is restored. King James had translated cleansed. And many hearken back to Leviticus, the 16th chapter, with the yearly cleansing of the sanctuary. The problem is, the word cleanse in Leviticus 16 actually means cleansed. The word translated cleansed here is never used anywhere in the Bible in this way. It literally means to restore or to set right, to vindicate. And it's used several times in the Bible representing vindication of someone. For instance, Job cried out that God would vindicate him, and this is the word that's used. And so the question is, how long will this trampling go on? Well, until, and that's the best way to translate, until 2,300 years, then the holy will be vindicated. Again, we come down in history as America was the one who helped the woman. Revelation 12, verse 16. Vindicated what God was trying to do. God allowed in this laboratory, demonstrating that Satan's ways are not best, he allowed Satan to have centuries, in fact millennia, to try to prove that his way brought more happiness, more peace, more this, that, and another thing. God allowed a long demonstration. And finally God said, okay, it's time for me to play my card. And so he raised up a nation with new principles. Principles based on the Bible. Principles based on individual liberty. Individual value. And he wanted to show, before the time was up for this demonstration, he wanted to show what happens when a relatively moral people, based on relatively moral laws, are free to pursue their own dreams. And that's why America has brought prosperity to the world. First, it brought freedom to much of the planet, and then people prosper if they're relatively moral and they're free. This was exactly what God was trying to demonstrate through the nation Israel, and it would have been a more pure demonstration. It was a theocracy. He wanted people to be moral and to be free, and the rest of the world clamored to be like them. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.